Well, there's another shooting of an unarmed African-American man drawing protesters today. The shooting took place at a strip mall in El Cajon outside San Diego. The man's sister had called police saying he was having a breakdown. A witness recorded her at the scene sobbing.
Why could you tase him? My daughter is sick. And you guys shot him.
Left my friend.
Yeah, and so, again, they killing black folks, unarmed. She called for help. She called and told him that he's mentally disabled and he needs to be taken into the hospital.
Police say the man, Alfred Orlango, was acting erratically, refused to take his hands out of his pockets. When he did, he was holding something, and he was shot. They've made public a still image from a cell phone video that appears to show Orlango in a shooting stance. Reporter Bree Steffen is with ABC 10 San Diego. She's on Skype from El Cajon. Bree, what do police say about whether there was a gun on the scene?
Well, they have determined that he was not armed. From being on scene all day yesterday and into this morning, it appears that the man was holding a one of those vaporizers, e-cigarette, some kind of that kind of electronic. So he was not armed. Police say on the video, you can see him pull something out of his pocket, and then he goes into a shooting stance and points it at the two officers. And one of them has a stun gun, which he deployed at that time. And then the other officer had a gun. And witnesses say they heard at least five different gunshots.
Well, so we have seen the still. We've all seen the still from the video. When are police saying they will release the actual video? And is there some sort of law in San Diego, as there is in other areas, about when that has to be?
So far, police have not said when they are going to be releasing the video. They've called in the district attorney's office to conduct a separate investigation apart from the El Cajon Police Department's investigation on the incident that happened yesterday. And really, California law says that they do not have to release that video until their investigation is complete.
Yeah. There's another very painful moment where the sister, who, as we heard, is screaming on the tape that she just wanted help, she also says, do you have a crisis team? Why don't you send a crisis team that can help with mentally ill? Is there such a team?
I'm not actually sure if El Cajon has a crisis intervention team. They're a smaller police department, you know, a suburb of San Diego. I know that our San Diego Police Department has a mental health services team that can kind of come into these situations and assess it. But as far as El Cajon, I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. And meanwhile, how are people reacting there? What's been going on?
A lot of people are very angry. They held protests last night outside the El Cajon Police Department. Many people say that this is just, it points to a huge race problem in America. I can tell you, being on scene yesterday, right after this happened, people were sobbing, screaming, yelling at police, cursing at police. I even saw a couple people spit on police cars as they drove past. So a lot of people just very upset.
Well, but on the other hand, you see in the video a man in a stance holding something not very far away from an officer appearing to point this thing at the officer. Are people coming forward in support of the police?
Not really. No one that I've seen. They say that because the sister said that this guy has some mental issues, mental health issues, they should have handled it completely differently. And, you know, I think people are just very upset about this, that it turns out that he was unarmed, even though in that still photo, it's very clear that he was in a threatening stance. People are just really upset right now, and there's a lot of high emotions, and so a lot of people are just reacting and not necessarily thinking very clearly right now.
Well, meanwhile, city officials seem to be thanking the people for, although upset, there hasn't been violence. What are city officials saying about, you know, what's happened?
Well, I know that today one of our more prominent local figures, in a release that he sent out, he said that violence will not be tolerated. So I think it just goes back to what the investigation will reveal, what the district attorney's office will find, and what the internal investigation with the El Cajon Police Department will reveal, and, you know, hopefully will bring all of the details to light.
ABC 10 reporter Bree Steffen in El Cajon, California. Bree, thank you.
Thank you.